Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Good morning, Lucky Girls. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh my God. I feel like I have been waiting for years to say that. In reality, it has been 2 weeks, maybe three. But I have missed you guys so much. I missed recording the podcast. I have so much to catch you up on. I am so excited for this week's episode. It is very Lucky Girl Talk coded, but it is not a Lucky Girl Talk. We have bullet points to talk about. But I am so freaking excited to talk to you guys. I've missed you guys. Whenever I take some time off, for whatever reason it may be, I promise you guys are never, ever, ever, ever far from my mind. I think about the Lucky Girl Podcast more than I think about breathing, honestly. Like, I love the Lucky Girl Podcast, which means I love the Lucky Girl Club, and I love you guys, and you guys make me feel so special and so seen and so heard, and I hope I feel the same to you guys. Before we get too deep into all of my ramblings and, you know, all of my gushing about how much I love you guys, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. So, if you are new to the Lucky Girl Podcast, hello, my name is Lexi. I am so excited to meet you. I'm so happy that you are here and you are ready to enter your luckiest era ever and become the absolute favorite version of yourself. If you would like to stay up to date on all the things that we do with the Lucky Girl Podcast, I let you know all of our updates. I let you know our Lucky Girl segments of the week, our Lucky Girl affirmations, everything. It's everything podcast, podcast central. If you would like to stay up to date on that, go ahead and follow the Lucky Girl Podcast on Instagram. The handle is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is LuckyGirlPod. Lucky Girl Pod. Now, if you would like to follow my personal Instagram, see my fashion, see my lifestyle content, see everything that has to do with my life, you guys can follow me at Lexi G Prieto. That's LexiGPrieto. And then I have something very, very special for you guys as well. If you like my content on Instagram, you find it to your liking. You find that that is who you want to follow. That is who you want to watch their whole life. I also have a YouTube channel, as well as a Pinterest, as well as a TikTok, and they are all in my Instagram bio. I have a Beacons link. So you're going to click on that link. It'll take you to my Beacons page, and it has every single link you can possibly need for following me, for following my life, for being a part of the Lucky Girl Club. And I have been on my game with YouTube lately. I am posting a YouTube video this Saturday, which means it'll already be out if you guys are listening on Sunday. So go take a look at that. It's a day in my life. I tried a new coffee shop. I took photos for Instagram. It was a very content-based day. I kind of talked about where I want the podcast to go, and we talked about cover art. We talked about so much. It was so behind the scenes of the podcast. So if you like the podcast, 100% recommend. I also ran into my ex, which I cannot wait for you guys to see that on the vlog. It is so funny. But now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about where I've been before we get into our Lucky Girl segments. So I posted it on the Lucky Girl Podcast Instagram. I have recently lost somebody who's very, very close to my family. August 1st, my dad's best friend passed away, which, you know, best friends are very, very important in life. And this person has been my dad's best friend for 34 years, so far longer than I have been alive. He's been my dad's best friend. And when I moved out to California, a little backstory about me. I moved out here when I was 18. It's very, very, very small town girl, big dreams coded. I moved out here when I was 18 all by myself. And really, truly, the only person, the only family member I had out here was him. And even though he wasn't blood, I trusted him more than I trusted a lot of people. And with my dad still staying on the East Coast in Florida, and all of my siblings staying on the East Coast, you know, some in Virginia, some in Florida, I I didn't have a support system here. I came out here with no emergency contact. I had nobody to call if I got a flat tire. I had nobody call if I was in trouble. I had no friends here. I knew nobody except for him. And he has been my emergency contact for the past 4 years. Anything I've ever needed, he has helped me with. He has fixed my car more times than I can count. He has helped me move. He has been a father figure to me in so many ways. When my dad couldn't step up because he's, you know, in across the country, he really did. And it was a really hard loss for me. I'm not going to lie. It happened suddenly. He went peacefully, which is the biggest blessing anyone could ever have. But yeah, it was really hard for me because not only am I losing this person who has been in my life for my entire life, I do not remember a time without him. I remember being babysat at his house when we were little and when my dad was at work. I remember my dad once got into a car crash and this person, he was babysitting me and my sister Gracie, and my dad got in a car crash right outside the house. Like, it was like he got T-boned. And I remember he freaked out. Like, I remember he ran to the scene, and then the person who hit my dad ran away and he chased him. And it's like, I think back to all these moments of like, that just showed how much this person really loved my dad. And how much he really was like a brother to him. So it's been really hard to lose that. So I lost the person that has been in my life for a very long time, but I also lost that safety net that I had as well, which was very, very scary for me because, you know, I have my best friend and I know she will be there if I need anything, but it's not in the way of you have a family member, you know, like that. I knew if I needed anything, he was there for me. So it was a really hard couple weeks to put into perspective of life is short. At any moment, everything could change. But we're back and I'm doing better. I've been journaling a lot about it. I've been talking to my dad about it. And I think, you know, in some small way, I think the last blessing that he wanted to give us before he left is a connection with me and my dad, because me and my dad are not very close at all. But with this, I think obviously he's taking it very hard and obviously I'm taking it very hard. And the reality of the situation is, other than my dad, I'm pretty much the person who is closest with him in our family. So I knew him better than any of my siblings did. So it just, yeah, it was really hard, but I'm grateful for my dad. I'm grateful for, you know, my family, and I'm grateful for my best friend who like helped me through it. And the people that are in my life now that, you know, whether they be like work acquaintances or whatever, they have all been so sweet, so good to me. My work has been so good to me. My managers have my back and they're so kind. And I'm just, in the midst of all this grief and sadness, I had realized genuinely how lucky I am to be where I'm at in this moment and have the people I have. And especially with my work, I was very, very scared that I wasn't going to be able to take any days off, because that's just kind of how working with a big company can go sometimes, where you can't take time off. Especially like, he wasn't blood, so I couldn't put in like bereavement leave, because that is pretty much only reserved for like immediate blood family, blood related family. So all that, I was really, really scared. My management team is incredible. Absolutely. They're just amazing people. They're absolutely incredible. And I'm so lucky to have them. And they each like individually had told me that like, they're sorry for my loss. And they each individually helped come up with solutions for me to take time off. So I did take a couple days off from work. It was so nice. It felt so good. I feel so, 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 so lucky to be a part of the department that I'm in now. And if you guys know, you know that I moved a couple months ago to this department, and it's always a gamble. It's always a risk of whether or not it's going to be good or not. But anyways, I digress. I genuinely just feel very, very lucky to be where I'm at now. Working through all this has been kind of hard for me, but I'm doing good. And I'm so happy that I have the Lucky Girl podcast and the Lucky Girl Club with me to, you know, work on this year. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get our Lucky Girl segments out of the way, I cannot wait to talk about what has been going on with me. So the weekly recap, other than that, you know, that long-winded what has been going on with me, I have been in my style icon era. I have found my style again after so long of just having the same clothes in my wardrobe and just feeling blah. I found my style again and I feel iconic. And I know it's good when I'm fully fitted to record an episode because, you know, sometimes I will be in like sweats and record it for you guys. I am fully fitted. I have a full outfit on. I actually have some very excited things that I'm going to do today. First things first, I am going to get my nails done. Cannot wait. I got a pedicure like a week ago and it was so funny. This is my first time getting a pedicure in a very long time, like years genuinely. And I got a pedicure and I was giggling, guys. I'm so ticklish. And I was giggling and I was texting my friend about it and I was like, yeah, I can never do this again. Like, my dogs are too ticklish. But I'm getting my nails done. So excited. And then what I'm most excited about today, I have an appointment at the med spa to get a lip flip, which if you guys don't know what a lip flip is, it is Botox. It is the younger sister of lip filler, essentially. There's no injectables. It is Botox. So it is freezing the muscles in your lips to make it plump and kind of make it stand out a little bit more. So I'm very, very excited for this. I had promised myself a long time ago when I first started creating content that I am going to be 100% transparent and 100% authentic in whatever I do in my life, whatever I get done. This is going to be my first cosmetic surgery, or not, it's not even surgery, my first anything cosmetic, really. I don't even have like eyelash extensions or anything. So this is my first little whiff of this med spa thing and hopefully it works out well. Hopefully it's a great place. I have it at 2 and it is currently 11:32. So I'm going to, right after this podcast ends, I'm going to rush to go get my nails done and then I'm going to go. I'm so excited. I will keep you guys updated. I will tell you next week if I love it or not. And the cool thing about Botox is it only lasts for 3 months and then you have to get it again. So if I hate it, that's fine. It's only 3 months. But other than that, I also, very exciting news with my job, with my company, I got a pay raise. Yay! So happy for livable wages in California. My company has been fighting the people in my company was fighting against the company very, very hard about livable wages. And we are finally there. We're getting paid the correct amount that we should be getting paid. And I'm very, very happy. And honestly, I feel once again very, very lucky to have already enjoyed my job, already have been good at my job and loved my job and not wanted to leave my job before this. But now I'm getting, you know, paid correctly. So it makes my job even more worth it. But I already loved it and it was already worth it to me. And I just feel so lucky because I genuinely, not to get into this again, but I genuinely, when I first got this job at this department, I had two options and one was to work for something else and one was to work here. And I decided to work here and genuinely, I'm so happy because I heard that the other department is just not that great, but I digress. Anyways, so I got a pay raise, very happy about it, which means I can save. I'm saving up for a new car. I would really, really like a new car by the end of this year. And there's just a couple other things I'm saving for. A lot to do with the Lucky Girl podcast, a lot to do with content creating. I have been on my game. I found my passion again and I'm so happy. But moving on to that, let's go ahead and talk about the Lucky Girl obsessions of the week. I have two and we are going to speed run them. The first one is a YA fantasy novel called Caraval. I don't know if I've talked about this before because genuinely this is one of my favorite books. I read it when I first moved out to California and it is so good. It is such a good book. It is a fantasy novel circulating around this girl named Scarlett Dragna. She is she is this person's daughter who he is very abusive. He's terrible. She lives on an island. And every year this game called Caraval happens and it's very exclusive and it's full of magic and wonder and excitement. And Scarlett has been in this, you know, iron fist type life her for the entire of her life. So she had always wanted to go to Carvel. Now that she's 18, she's going to be married to this person she has never met before. And she writes to this person, Carvel Master Legend is his name. And he's the one who makes Carvel. He is Carvel. She writes to him one last time and says, I'm getting married. This is the last time I'll write you. Maybe it's best that I don't go to Carvel. Because every year since she was like, I think like 11 or 12, she has written to him being like, please come to our island and perform Carvel. Like, please, 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 whatever. This is the last year she said, maybe you shouldn't. He sends her three tickets. A ticket for her, a ticket for her fiance, and a ticket for her sister, Donatella. So to make a really long story short, she ends up going. It's such a fantastical, like, exciting book. And every turn is shocking and, like, exciting. And she ends up going with this sailor who is not her fiance to play the game of Carvel to find her sister, Tella, because the game that they had decided on that year was they had to find Tella because Tella was taken captive right as they got to the island by Carvel Master Legend. And you kind of realize that it's like very kind of dystopian and scary things are happening. And they tell you once you enter Carvel that everything you see is not real. And it's just such a mind twist type of book. It's so fun. It's so good. And when I first moved out here, I wanted to pursue acting, which I still do. And I will get into that in another episode, but I wanted to pursue acting and I saw myself as Scarlett Dragna. I saw myself as, like, if this ever became a movie or a TV show, I envisioned myself as her because she genuinely is like one of my favorite characters I've ever read about next to Mare Barrow in the Red Queen series. But I can see myself as Scarlett. So she is definitely one of my, also, every time I read this book, I remember my aspirations and my dreams. So it's just such a cool thing. So I'm very, very obsessed with that. I've been reading it every single night. I take it everywhere with me. I am like halfway done with it, but I've read it like genuinely 3 or 4 times. So I'm good. And then I have also been so obsessed with self-care and taking care of myself and face masks. And like, I see such a difference in my life, in my mental health, in my physical health, when I am working on myself. So I've been going to the gym. I have a new gym routine, or a gym schedule, I should say. I go to the gym 4 days a week and then I active recover for 3. So that's yoga and walking and, you know, all that. And those 4 days a week, I have set days for what I'm doing. So I do legs, I do abs, I do push days and pull days. So push days are like shoulders and chest, pull days are back and like triceps and stuff like that. So I have been working on that. I am so sore. My entire body hurts, but I genuinely feel on top of the world. My skin is clear, knock on wood. I've been doing face masks. I have been feeling on top of the world. So that is another obsession of mine. And then the very last Lucky Girl segment before we get into this episode, I'm so sorry for being so long-winded. And I just love you guys. And I've been wanting to talk to you guys and I miss you so much. But the very last segment is what has made me feel lucky this week. What has made me feel the absolute most lucky this week is just being present in the moment. You know, this past couple of weeks, I've been really on my A game with content. I've been, every day I have off from my job, I've been shooting content or editing or doing something. And it really lights a fire in me every time I do that, every time I'm in that zone, every time I'm in that era, because I realize how much I love it. And I realize why I wanted to do this in the first place, because it's very, very easy to get discouraged in this industry. It's very, very easy when you're first starting out. And I do still think that I am first starting out. I have so much growth to do. It's very easy to be scared and let the fear of failure get in the way and just really struggle for the first like couple years that you're doing this. But every time I'm on my A game and I do this and I'm just excited to be here. Of course I see growth. Of course I see better things happening for me. And it is just genuinely the most thrilling experience in the world. So that genuinely has been what has made me feel the most like lucky, is just being in the moment. But with that being said, it is time to hop into this episode. This is episode 47, mid-year check-in, lucky girl reminders for the rest of the year. So, with the mid-year rolling around, we're in August now, guys, which means we have 5 months left of the year. 5 months. I want to talk about what we had been talking about in the beginning of the month. So in the beginning of the year, we had an episode titled 2024 is Your Year. In that, we talked about our Lucky Girl vision book. We talked about what our Lucky Girl agenda is for this year. I gave you so many prompts, and if you want to look back on it, feel free to do so. But I want to look back on our New Year's resolutions and see how far we've come, see if anything's changed, see if maybe we have changed, and I hope we have, and I hope our minds have changed, and I'm just very, very excited for this. So first things first, the first question we have is, what have we achieved? I want you to ask yourself this. I want you to sit down. If you want a journal, grab your journal, grab your pen, and write about this. But what have we achieved so far within this year? I will go first. So for me, I have achieved this sense of confidence that I have never had before in my life. And I think this confidence is fueled by my growth and fueled by the realization that I am human, and the like embracing my humanity is what I keep on saying to myself recently. Because last year, the end of last year, I feel like my sense of self got flipped upside down, and I questioned everything from who I was, because I was in this situation where people I trusted the most in my life, people I loved the most in my life, betrayed me and weren't very nice to me about it, and made me quite blamed me, I guess, and made me question a lot of who I am and a lot of how far I'm willing to go to prove myself. And it was the first time going through a situation like that. So obviously I didn't know how I was going to react to that. And I would say that I reacted poorly to it. And it made me realize that maybe I'm not as evolved as I thought I was, because last year I was so independently within myself. I had friends, but I didn't go out with my friends. Every single day I spent with myself, every single moment I spent with myself. And it wasn't until the mid to end of the year that I started to hang out with these friends and like other people. And it kind of blew up in my face. And these people that I trusted blew up in my face. But I digress. I signed an NDA without talking about it. No, I'm kidding. I just don't really want to talk about that situation anymore, because as much as it was a monumental point in my life, and it was a very, very big reason why I am the way I am and a big change, I genuinely feel healed from this situation. I feel like I've grown. I feel like the people that I've been through that with, I wish them the absolute best. And if I feel like on days that I can't do that, then I wish them healing, and I wish them happiness. And I wish myself that as well. But anyways, so with all that happening and my sense of self turning on its head, the beginning of this year was so hard for me. I was scrambling with trying to figure out who I was. And that's why a lot of the episodes in the beginning of the year were navigating who you are, entering your it girl era, figuring out like the things you love, and especially with the New Year's episode of what we want to achieve. So within this, I have achieved this new sense of confidence from being secure in my sense of self. I know I'm a passionate person. I embrace my humanity. I embrace the mistakes I make in the name of passion, in the name of thinking it's right at the moment and then realizing it's so wrong afterwards. Hindsight is always 20/20, and not being frustrated or mad at myself that I'm not perfect. I am not perfect, and I am not supposed to be perfect. That is not the reason I was put on this earth, to be perfect. I was put on this earth to grow and to help other people grow. And I feel as though my mistakes, I feel as though my humanity, the things that go wrong in my life, will help other people grow, because it makes you realize the same exact thing about you, that you are not supposed to be perfect. Perfect is just an illusion. And if you feel like you are perfect, then you are stagnant and you have so much more to grow, because you are always constantly supposed to be working on yourself, constantly supposed to be doing better and doing different and trying something and failing. And the quickest way to succeed is to fail. When you fail quick, you get back on your feet and you try again, and you might fail again, and then you try again. The quickest way to succeed is failing. And that is the first thing I wanted to tell you guys about. If you feel as though you haven't achieved much this year and you feel as though you haven't grown much this year, that is okay. We can start right now. This can be your ground level zero. start right now. The fact that you're listening to this podcast, especially like 25 minutes in after listening to me randomly ramble, you're listening to the meat of this podcast, of what it's about, which means you want to grow, which means you wanted to hear what you need to do in order to grow, in order to make this year the best one yet. And I'm very, very thankful for that. So if you feel as though you haven't achieved much, first of all, I want you to know that simply living, simply choosing to wake up every day, simply choosing to fight and keep going, that is so much more than nothing. You are doing amazing. You are doing so good in life. And if the most that you've done this year is just wake up, then you're already winning and you're already the luckiest girl in the world. But I have also felt like I have achieved some very, very, very big bucket list things. I went skydiving. I went to the zoo. I experienced, you know, so many cool things. And I feel like I have been on top of the world with that. And it's not over yet. I am hoping to travel. Oh, I went to Vegas for the first time. I don't know if I think I did tell you guys on the podcast that I went to Vegas. Yeah. I think that was the last podcast episode that we did. But I've just been going through so much and I'm so happy and I'm so proud of myself. And I'm really just, I am in my lucky girl era this year, and I hope hopefully every other year. But I think the biggest takeaway to being in your lucky girl era is having gratitude for everything and choosing to see the light in absolutely everything. So now that we are out of what have we achieved, let's talk about what has changed. So I think what I've achieved is the fact that I've changed, and it kind of blurs together in that way. But I have genuinely been working so hard on myself. And there are two sides of this, okay? I have been working hard on myself for myself, and I've been working hard on myself for the people in my life that deserve to have, like my best friend, for example. She deserves to have a best friend that is loving and cares for her and doesn't get upset at random things and takes it out on her. And, you know, in romantic relationships as well, that person deserves to have a partner who is loving and sure of themselves. And, you know, the same thing with my best friend, with a romantic partner, with my family, you know, with my coworkers, everything. So there's two sides of why I'm growing. For myself, absolutely. I constantly want to become a better version of myself, because that is going to lead me to where I want to go in life. And, you know, my life is going to continue because I am going to continue, because I am going to continue to grow and become a better person. And that obviously is the most important to me. I want to grow for myself. I want to do the self-work because I want to do the self-work. But it's also the other side of people in my life deserve to have a good person in their lives. So, for example, talking about my best friend, I experienced bad friends last year. I experienced people hurting me last year. And, you know, my best friend has experienced that as well. And we had made a promise to each other that we are going to be the friendship that we deserve, that we are going to be the people that we deserve. Because as we were going through this hard time, we both kind of lost our sunshine for a second. We both lost our light, and we really, and I will just speak for me. I don't want to speak for her. Hopefully one day she will come on the podcast and we can talk about it. But I feel as though that I wasn't becoming the best version of myself, or even my favorite version of myself, because I was so angry, because I was so hurt. But we had promised each other that we will be the best versions of ourselves so that the other person can have the friendship that they deserve. And within that, I've grown into being more patient with people. I have grown into not letting my temper get the best of me, because as an Aries, I will tell you this right now, when I am frustrated, my temper gets the best of me sometimes. Realizing that I'm not perfect and I can be wrong, and I sometimes being wrong is the right thing to do. And, you know, if you're wrong, then correct your problems, correct what you were wrong about. And the biggest thing that I'd realized in this friendship and what I had grown through this year, what has changed this year, is this is just such a big thing for me, is admitting that I am wrong, admitting that I made a mistake, admitting that I am not perfect. As someone who has spent their entire life being a people pleaser, and if you have grown up this way, I'm sure you can relate. as a people pleaser, admitting you are wrong is the most difficult thing, because that opens the door for people to leave. That opens the door for people to say, oh, you're not perfect, then maybe I don't want to be in your life. And as a people pleaser, all we want in life is for people to like us, to want us, to have some use for us. And when you open that door of, hey, I was wrong in this situation, I whatever, you're obviously giving someone an opportunity to be like, you were wrong and I no longer want that in my life, which is justified, which is setting a firm boundary that is so important, which we should implement as well. But that is the biggest thing that has changed in my life, is being able to admit when I'm wrong without fearing that a person is going to leave my life and I'm going to lose something. If I lose that person, it was never meant to be mine in the first place. And I'm very, very proud of myself for that change. So I want you to write down what has changed in your life. It could be your appearance. It can be bigger mental things that you've worked on. It can be your job. It can be anything. Just write down what has changed in these past 6 months that you are proud of, that, you know, just anything. You know, I dyed my hair red, and crazy how much my confidence changed when I dyed my hair red. When I moved apartments, crazy how much my confidence has changed. But on to the next one, and this is a big one I want to talk about. What are some new goals that we have for the rest of this year? Because the goals we might have had in the beginning of the year might not be the goals that we have now. So I actually want to go back into the episodes and see if I have, I think it's honestly the first, yeah, the very first page I have in my Lucky Girl outline is episode 31, the Lucky Girl's ins and outs of 2024. And I think this was in January when I posted this. I have so much that I wrote in episode 31. I said my ins are looking inside and finding who I am to my core. Check. My ins are saying less saying, more doing. Check. My ins were choosing myself, even if it's more work. Absolutely. Prioritizing my passion. Absolutely. Spending and valuing time with people that value you. Absolutely. Talking myself up and being my biggest fan. Absolutely. And then the funniest one that I wrote is more matcha and journaling dates. Absolutely. I have been on my matcha game. Every week I have a matcha. And then I talked about my outs of, I don't want to worry about what other people's perception of me is, which is correct. And I'm so proud of myself because I'm doing that. I said this yesterday. I don't know what I was talking about with one of my work friends, but I had made the comment and I was like, it will be the coldest day in hell the day I let a man tell me how pretty I am, the day I let a man dictate what I'm worth. And that was just a small thing. And it's not just men, it's everybody. It'll be the coldest day in hell the day I let somebody else tell me whether I'm beautiful or not. But I digress. I also said no to mindless comparison. Absolutely. I literally have noticed myself doing this lately, of the second I see myself comparing myself to somebody else, especially when it comes to romantic things. It is so hard when you have a crush on somebody who's not that great of a person and they have an ex, or they're flirting with other people and whatever. It's so easy to compare yourself to that person. And first of all, I would like to say, get out of there. Do not have that crush. But yeah, having that mindless comparison, I saw myself comparing myself to these people that this person was talking to or was like flirting with, whatever. And I was like, ew, immediately. I was like, no, because we are both iconic and beautiful and perfect in our own ways. I am not comparing myself to that person, because the person means nothing to me, not the person that I'm comparing myself to, but the other person, not my person. But you know, confidence and not comparing yourself, because mindless comparison is useless. The only person that knows you are comparing yourself is yourself, and you are just being detrimental. I said goodbye to autopilot living, which is, I feel like I've done a good job of that, of questioning everything and questioning why I do things and really being mindful of everything I do. I said goodbye to self-pity and wallowing, absolutely. Fear of failure, imbalanced relationships, mindless spending, anything that makes you question your ins. So that was the basis of what we talked about in the New Year's episode. And I feel as though some new goals that I have set for myself is to give love and spread love and be a constant source of light. I did an aura reading, which I think I talked about this in the last episode as well. Me and my best friend did an aura reading, and my aura came out yellow. And yellow is it was a very, very bright yellow. And she had said that yellow is like sunlight, is like sunshine. The things that I talk about all the time, guys, the things that people have noticed in me. And she was like, you are invigorating. You are somebody who people are magnetically pulled towards. You are somebody who helps people see the bright side of things, and you're optimistic and you're happy and you're bright. And I'm committed to keeping that there. I'm committed to keeping my yellow aura and staying bright and staying a constant source of sunshine and light to people. And even though I've made mistakes, even though I am the villain in people's stories, I'm sure of it, I will continue to live my life in my truth of being this bright light, of being this magnetic energy. And that is one of the goals I have, is coming to terms with, yes, I am the villain in people's stories. I have been the eclipse. I have been the person who has made it rain in other people's lives. I admit that. They are faults of mine. They are things that I am working on. But who I am now and what I have grown from situations like that, I am now a bright light. I am now sunshine, and I will continue to move in that. With that being said, am I going to make mistakes? Absolutely. I am sure there are going to be times in my life that I'm going to be the villain in somebody else's story. Still, even though I've made changes, even though I've grown, even though I've continued to become a better person, you are not always somebody's cup of tea. And you know, you might make mistakes, and it might be at the expense of somebody else, and it might actually suck, and you might be so mad at yourself. But you keep on moving, you keep on growing, you keep on being sunlight, and you just realize that you have to live with things sometimes. And that moves us into the next one. Are we the same person we were in the beginning of this year? I can say with absolute confidence, screaming from the mountaintops in all caps, no, absolutely not. I am genuinely the most different person that I have been in for years. You know, for the past 3 years, I've lived in California for four now. For the past three, I was growing, I was working on myself, but I still felt an air of who I was. I still felt like, yeah, obviously, like I'm Lexi, like I get what I am, I get who I am, whatever. This year, I have turned into my favorite version of myself. And it came from when I stopped people pleasing. It came from when I realized that I am not going to be everybody's cup of tea. It came, especially, I think my best friend helped me a lot with this, because she will call my ass out. The second I'm people pleasing, she's like, that was very people pleasing of you. It came from realizing that I am an amalgamation of bad and good. I am human. I'm an amalgamation of mistakes and rights and wrongdoings and making someone smile and breaking someone's heart and seeing a dog and petting a dog and like, it's just everything, like these random things of good and bad, and being a safe space for somebody and also somebody hating me, like whatever it is, I am the entirety of that. And the person I am now has boundaries and sets up boundaries and isn't afraid of losing people when people overstep those boundaries. Because the entirety of my life, I think I had this thought that the only way I lost people was if they left. I never realized, which was very weird, I never realized that I could leave too, that I could say goodbye to things that are not meant for me. So having these realizations, I have genuinely turned into a better person and an entirely different person. At this point in the podcast, I would like to remind you that you are so lucky to be who you are. You are an amazing person. You are growing. You are working on yourself. And I am so proud of you for sticking with me this far. We have a couple more reminders before we end out this episode. But first things first, I would like to take a water break. So if you are listening to this podcast and you have water, go ahead and take your water and take a big sip. I have my Lucky Girl Stanley Cup that has my sticker on it that says, you deserve the same happiness that you wish for others. And I'm going to take a very big sip of water, and I would like you to do the same. Perfect. So now that we have our water intake, that was the Lucky Girl win of the day. Let's hop into our reminders for mid-year. So as we're ending out the year, I have a couple reminders for you. The very first one is you are supposed to outgrow what's not meant for you. when I wrote this down, I immediately thought of hermit crabs, right? I thought of when they're tiny, they find the shell. As they grow, they outgrow the shell. They move on to find something new. And something that's cool about hermit crabs is sometimes they go a while without a shell. And you know, that might be dangerous. That's vulnerable. You're letting yourself be vulnerable. But then they find the shell that's right for them. So I want to remind you that you're supposed to outgrow what's not meant for you. And there will come times in your life where you will not have a shell, where you will be so vulnerable and you will be so overprotective about yourself because you're like, oh, I don't know who I am right now, but I'm definitely not who I was then. It's just growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. But that is part of life. And that is part of what makes you who you are and what makes you into a better version of yourself is growing in that way. And honestly, like feeling vulnerable, feeling like you don't know who you are, because eventually you will find your way. You will find the perfect shell. Moving on to the next reminder, it is only embarrassing if you allow yourself to be embarrassed. I am so big on this, especially with content creating, especially with having the podcast, having everything. When I first started content creating, I was so embarrassed to be a content creator, which is so like annoying now to me, for me, because why would I be embarrassed about something that I'm good at? Why would I be embarrassed about something that I've wanted in my life that I'm actively working towards? Why would I be embarrassed about that? So now that I've moved past that, I had realized that it's only embarrassing if you allow yourself to be embarrassed. And I have been embarrassed many times in my life. I have done embarrassing things many times in my life, but I don't allow that to affect my confidence. I do not allow that to affect who I am. I don't allow that to affect my progress because, you know, sometimes you have to get to a point where you're like, oh, that was very, very, very embarrassing for me. I will no longer do that. And I literally went through this last night with my best friend about a romantic situation that I was in that now that the rose colored glasses are off, I was so embarrassed. But with that being said, moving on to the next reminder, your dreams will cost your comfort. Going back to the hermit crab analogy, sure, you can try to stay in the small shell as much as you want, but it's not going to fit you anymore. Your dreams will cost you your comfort. You are going to have to be uncomfortable. You are going to have to be vulnerable until you find something better, you know? And it's really just what it says on the page. Your dreams will cost you your comfort. You have to say goodbye to things that are keeping you stagnant. Moving on to the next one. It is never too late to start new. That is what this entire episode is about, that we might be in the mid-year. You might think I have done nothing to grow. It is never too late to start new. Start right now in this moment. Start now and embrace the new, embrace the change, embrace the things that are different, because I guarantee you they will be better. You will enjoy them. And if they're not better, then they're a reason to grow and they will be a lesson. And that is also important. Next one is know that good weighs heavier than bad. Absolutely. This is so big for me. When you're in hard times, bad feels like it will never end. You feel like you are going to be sad forever. And I have felt that. And then good kind of creeps in. And the very first moment of good I felt in a very bad situation was my back was against my window in my old house and I was journaling and I felt the sunshine like just shine on my back. And this was like in the thick of going through a hard time. And I felt the sunshine on my back and it was warm and I felt cozy. And I was like, this is light. This is happiness. And this was good. Eventually, the good will start puzzle piecing their way into these bad days, into these hard days, until all you see is the sunshine. All you see is the happiness. All you see is the brightness. And you are good again. I guarantee you it weighs heavier. It lasts longer than the bad. I guarantee you. And the very last thing that I wanted to say, the very last reminder, it is three words. The most basic reminder. Sometimes we need to hear the most basic reminder, and it is this. You are capable. You are capable of creating your dream life. You are capable of becoming the person that you deserve to be. You are capable of being a good person. Like I was going back to the reason why I was changing. You are capable of being the person your best friend deserves. You are capable of being the partner your partner deserves. You are capable of being the coworker your coworker deserves. So forth and so on. You are capable of absolutely everything in this life. With that being said, lucky girls, this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for sticking with me for this episode. I love you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. My favorite people in the entire world. I could gush about you all day. I want to remind you to leave a 5-star rate and review. If this is your favorite podcast episode you have listened to yet, comment, leave a review. Tell me why you love it. Tell me what you want me to work on. Tell me anything. Tell me how your day is. The lucky girl question of the day will be, what have you done for yourself today? And if it's listening to this episode, then tell me that. Write it in the reviews. I love you guys so much. I'm so proud of this podcast and I'm so proud to be here with you guys. I hope you have the best week of your life and something lucky happens to you. I will see you next Sunday with a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. I love you and remember to always, always, always stay lucky.